bailout plan for Greece.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. European government officials and the International Monetary Fund have approved a bailout plan for Greece. Greece is struggling with about $400 billion in debt. That's more than 1.5 times its annual economic output. Here to talk about this with us is our very own Stephen Beard in London. He joins us live. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
So what does this bailout look like?
The 15 other Eurozone countries have agreed to lend Greece $40 billion if Greece can't raise the money in the bond markets. And the IMF, as you mentioned, is expected to offer loans worth a further $20 billion. These are repayable loans. The interest rate's around 5%. This is below the market rate. Last week, the Greeks were having to pay more than 7%. So this lower rate makes life a bit easier for the Greeks.
Is this going to be enough to help Greece?
It gets them out of their short-term difficulty. They have to borrow or roll over about $15 billion by the middle of next month. So they're certainly going to be able to do that and at a less punitive rate of interest. They should be covered for their borrowing, in fact, for the rest of this year.
You're saying it's going to help them in the short term, but what about the long term?
Well, there are still very serious questions about Greece's public finances. The budget deficit's almost 13% of GDP. As you said, the total national debt is around 150%. There are many observers here who say the crisis has been postponed, but certainly not solved. Greece, they say, simply borrowed too much, and it may well default in the slightly more distant future. There's another longer-term question mark over the euro. Helping out a small member state like Greece is relatively inexpensive. If a much bigger member like Spain, which is also in a mess with its public finances, if Spain gets into trouble, that could trigger a major euro crisis. The eurozone may be much less willing to bail out Spain.
Stephen Beard in London, thank you so much.
Okay, Stacey.
The market seemed to have mixed feelings about that bailout this morning. London's FTSE is down just a hair this morning, so is Germany's DAX. Things are looking a little better in Asia. Tokyo's Nikkei index added 0.4%. U.S. markets ended last week on an up note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.2%, closing just below 11,000 at 10,997. And there's word this morning Palm Inc. is looking for a buyer. The smartphone maker has been plagued with bankruptcy rumors after disappointing sales of its Pre and Pixie phones. Palm is valued at about $870 million. Meanwhile, the Tribune Company is laying out a plan this week to emerge from bankruptcy. Tribune owns the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune, among others. Mitchell Hartman has more.
Chicago real estate mogul Sam Zell took the Tribune Company private in an $8 billion leveraged buyout back in 2007, then couldn't pay the bills. He unloaded New York Newsday, put the Cubs up for sale, and finally filed for Chapter 11.
Just because Tribune Company went into bankruptcy doesn't mean its newspapers are losing money.
That's newspaper analyst John Morton. He says, in fact, the papers were pretty healthy. They just couldn't generate enough profit to cover Zell's debt payments once the economy got bad. Several of the Tribune's creditors have charged that the buyout was financially irresponsible to begin with. The company says its reorganization plan will settle some of those claims. And John Morton thinks Zell's aggressive cost-cutting at the papers may actually help them survive in the long run.
Some of the changes that he brought to the newspapers, the layoffs, the cutting of the news staffs, are very damaging. But it will mean, when they come out of bankruptcy, that they will be lean operators.
And perhaps better able to compete in a cutthroat media environment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at Vanguard.com. and by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at gotomypc.com/market.
If you think you're having chest pains now, see how you feel when your insurance company won't pay for the stress test your cardiologist orders up. That's apparently been going on in Delaware, and tomorrow the state's insurance commissioner takes up that issue with insurance companies. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Carrie Grenz has more.
When most people think of a stress test, they think of someone walking on a treadmill while wired to an EKG monitor. What the insurance companies denied is a more sophisticated test called a nuclear stress test. It records an image of blood flowing through the heart as the person walks. David McCarthy, the head of nuclear cardiology at the University of Pennsylvania, says the imaging test is a reliable way to identify heart disease, but it's also expensive and subject to pre-approval by some insurance plans. McCarthy says he's had patients denied coverage.
I mean, I think I'm ordering the test that I think is best for my patient, than to have somebody sitting in behind a desk in a computer screen make a judgment is, you know, upsetting, of course.
But not totally inappropriate, says Christopher Cannon. He's a cardiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he wrote the book, Evidence-Based Cardiology. He cites a recent study that found that more than 1 in 10 people who were given an imaging test didn't meet the criteria.
There are, you know, 13 or 14% that we could be trimming away.
And at $500 to $1,500 a pop, Cannon says stress tests are a good target for pre-authorization.
We do need to allow individualization for certain patients, but this would be a very good way to try and clamp down on some costs.
And many doctors have scaled back on ordering tests as part of routine exams. Cannon says the evidence didn't back it up. In Philadelphia, I'm Carrie Grenz for Marketplace.
And finally, a college in Michigan is offering a money-back guarantee. Lansing Community College says it will give a full refund to graduates who don't get full-time work in the state within a year of finishing its programs. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.